Hello students, today I am going to discuss module 3/3 of chapter 9, differential equations. In my previous lecture, I have already discussed two methods of solving first order, first degree differential equations, which were variable separable and homogeneous method. Today, I am going to discuss third method, which is linear differential equations. Now, what is linear differential equation? A differential equation of the form dy by dx plus py equal to q, where p and q are constants or functions of x only, is called a first order linear differential equation. For example, if you write dy by dx plus 2y equal to e raised to the power 5x, which is a linear differential equation. Second example, dy by dx plus 1 by x into y equal to cos x. Third example, we can say dy by dx plus y sec x equal to 7. Now, how to solve the first order linear differential equation of the type dy by dx plus py equal to q? Since the given differential equation is of the form dy by dx plus py equal to q, multiply both the sides of this equation by a function of x, say gx. So what is the result? If you multiply equation 1 by gx, you will get gx into dy by dx plus p into gx into y. This is left side of equation 1. On right side, you will get q into gx. Now choose gx in such a way that the right side of equation second, that is q into gx, becomes a derivative, exact derivative of y into gx. That is, gx into dy by dx plus p into gx into y equal to d dx of y into gx, which implies gx into dy by dx plus p into gx into y equal to g of x into dy by dx plus y into g dash x. Just differentiate the right side using product rule. So gx dx will be cancelled. Of course, y is also cancelled out. You will get p into gx equal to g dash into g dash of x. So in this way, you can find the value of p, which is g dash x upon gx. Now integrate both the sides with respect to x. That is, integration of p dx equal to integration of g dash x upon gx dx. The integration on the right side is quite simple. Clearly, it is log of gx. So, we can find gx as e raised to the power integration of p dx. Now, on multiplying the equation 1 by gx equal to e raised to the power integration p dx, the left hand side becomes the derivative of some functions of x and y. This function gx equal to e raised to the power integration of p dx is called integrating factor if of the given differential equation. Substituting the value of gx in equation second, we get e raised to the power integration of p dx into dy by dx plus p into e raised to the power integration p dx into y equal to q into e raised to the power p dx. So on the left side, it is exact differentiation of y into e raised to the power integration of p dx equal to q into e raised to the power p dx. Now integrating both the sides with respect to x, you will get y into e power integration p dx equal to integration of q into e power p dx dx plus c, which is a general solution of the given differential equation 1. In this way, we can use the solution formula as y into integrating factor if equal to integration of q into if dx plus a constant of integration c. Now let us discuss working steps to solve first order linear differential equation. First, you have to write the given differential equation in the form dy by dx plus py equal to q. This is first step. At this stage, you have to identify the values of p and q. Then the second step is find the integrating factor, whose formula is if equal to e raised to the power integration of p dx. In the third step, write the solution formula of the given differential equation as y into if equal to integration of q if dx, which gives the general solution after integration on right hand side. Let us have some examples. First example is find the general solution of the differential equation dy by dx plus 4y equal to e raised to the power minus 3x. Clearly, this differential equation is in linear form, that is dy by dx plus py equal to q. If you compare with the general form, you will get p as 4, q as e raised to the power minus 3x. So, let us find out integrating factor whose formula is e raised to the power integration of p dx, that is e power integration 4 dx, integration of dx will be x. So, final integrating factor is e raised to the power 4x. Now, you can use the solution formula, that is y into if equal to integration of q into if dx. So, on the left side, you have y into e raised to the power 4x. On the right side, you have integration of e power minus 3x, which is q, into e raised to the power 4x, which is if dx. So final calculation will be integration of e power x only. At integration is quite simple. Integration of ex is ex plus a constant of integration c. So final solution is e power 4x into y equal to e power x plus c, which is a general solution of the given differential equation. Now the second example is find the general solution of the differential equation cos square x into dy by dx plus y equal to tan x, where 0 less than equal to x less than pi by 2. The given differential equation can be written as dy by dx plus y into sec square x equal to sec square x tan x, just by dividing both the sides by cos square x. So clearly, this is in linear form, dy by dx plus py equal to q format. If you compare the given with the given differential equation, you will get p as sec square x, q as sec square x tan x. Now you have to find integrating factor, that is e power integration p dx. So it is e raised to the power integration of sec square x. Integration is direct formula. It is e power tan x. Now you can use the solution formula, which is y into if equal to integration of q into if dx. that is y into e power tan x equal to integration of sec square x tan x into e power tan x dx. On the right side, you can use substitution method to integrate. So put tan x equal to t, derivative sec square x dx will be dt. Now substitute the value of tan x as t and sec square x dx as dt on the right side. You will get y equal to e power tan x equal to integration t e t dt. On the right side, you have to apply integration by part method. That is, first function is t, second function is e t. So first, that is t into integration of second will be e t, minus integration of second, again e t, and differentiation of first, which is dt. So final integration on the right side is t e power t minus e power t plus a constant of integration c. Now again, you have to substitute value of t as tan x. So you will get y into e power tan x equal to tan x into e power tan x minus e power tan x. If you divide both the sides by e power tan x, you will get y equal to tan x minus 1 plus c into e power minus tan x, which is general solution. Now the third example is find the particular solution of the differential equation dy by dx minus 3y cot x equal to sine 2x. Given that y equal to 2 when x equal to pi by 2. The given differential equation is in linear form, dy by dx plus py equal to q format. Here p is minus 3 cot x while q is sine 2x. Now to find integrating factor, you have to use the formula e power integration p dx, which is e power minus 3 cot x dx. Integration of cot x is quite simple. Direct formula, it is log sine x. It can be written as sine x power minus 3 or 1 by sine cube x. Now apply the solution formula, which is y into if equal to integration of q if dx. So on the left side, it is y into sine x power minus 3 equal to integration of sine 2x into sine x power minus 3, that is 1 by sine cube x. And after simplification, you will get 2 times integration of cosec x into cot x, whose integration is quite simple, minus cosec x, plus a constant of integration c. Call it result number 1. This is general solution. Now to find value of c, it is given x equal to pi by 2, y equal to 2. And you will get value of c as 4. So again, in equation 1, you have to substitute the value of c as 4. You will get y into sine x power minus 3 equal to minus 2 cosec x plus 4. Divide both the sides by sine of minus q, you will get y equal to minus 2 sine square x plus 4 sine cube x, which is particular solution of the given differential equation. Now the fourth example is application based. Find the equation of a curve passing through the origin given that the slope of the tangent to the curve at any point xy is equal to the sum of the coordinates of that point. Okay. Since the slope of tangent to the curve at any point xy is dy by dx. Slope of tangent is dy by dx. Now, according to question, slope of tangent is equal to sum of the coordinates of that point. So clearly dy by dx will be equal to x plus y. It can be written as dy by dx minus y equal to x, which is linear differential equation of the form dy by dx plus py equal to q. Here p is minus 1, q is x. Now, to find integrating factor, you have to use again the same formula, if equal to e power integration of p dx, which is e power minus dx. Integrating factor is e power minus x. Now use the solution formula, y into if equal to integration of q if dx. So left side is y into e power x, that is e power minus x, equal to right side is x into e power minus x dx. Again, you have to apply integration by parts on the right side. First function is x, second function is e power minus x. So first, that is x, integration of e power minus x will be minus e power minus x. Then minus, again minus integration e power minus x dx. So it will be positive integration e power minus x. Integration is again e power minus x into minus 1. So final integration is minus x e power minus x minus e power minus x plus a constant of integration c. Call it result number 1. Now to find the value of c, the curve passes through origin. It means you have to put x equal to 0 and y equal to 0 in equation 1 to get value of c, and you will get value of c as 1. So put value of c in equation 1, you will get the final solution, which is y into e power minus x equal to minus x into e power minus x minus e power minus x plus 1. And after simplification, you will get x plus y plus 1 equal to e power x, which is required equation of curve. That's all for linear differential equation. Thank you.